Yesterday we spoke about the third mishnah in the first perek, Al tiyu ke'avodim hamishamshim et harav al menat lekabel prat, and we spoke about how important not just what we do is, but why we do it. I want to elaborate a little bit more on this based on a kasha that the Rishonim ask about the relationship between our mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet. The Gemara there says that a person who gives tzedakah Bishvil, in order that his son should live, or that he himself should be a ben olam haba, harezet tzaddik gomur. He's a complete tzaddik. So it says he's a complete tzaddik, even though he's giving his staka for the wrong reasons, for selfish reasons. There are three basic approaches the Rishonim and other Mefarshim take to resolving the apparent stira between our Mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah asks the Kasha about the relationship with our Mishnah, and he says that the Mishnah in Avot is talking about people who are Goyim, or people who are like Goyim, who do what they're doing on the condition that they get a pras. Al minat lekabel pras. Almanat is when it's conditional, when we wouldn't do it if we knew that we would not be receiving the prize. A person who does the right thing hoping to get a prize, that's legitimate. When it's conditional, that's when it's problematic. The second approach is taken by the Maharal and the Tosfos Yom Tov, and it's really based on a Gemara we find in Chagiga Daf Tet. They don't quote this Gemara, but I think it's a very similar type of idea. The Gemara in Chagiga quotes a pasuk that says, Melachi, v'shaftem u'ri'item bein tzadik l'rasha, bein oved elokim l'asher lo avado. God distinguishes between the tzadik and the rasha, and the oved elokim and the one who is not an oved elokim. The Gemara asks, it seems redundant. Isn't tzadik and oved elokim the same? Isn't lo avado and rasha the same? The Gemara says, you can have two types of tzadikim. One who learns 100 times and one who learns 101 times. And what you see here is there are different levels of proper conduct. A tzaddik is one who does everything perfectly. He has a complete 100. An Oved Elokim is a person who keeps working anyway, who's interested in the process and not just the result. The similar approach here suggested by the Maharal and the Tosfos Yom Tov is there's a difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. A tzaddik is someone who does the right thing, maybe for the wrong reason, maybe for selfish reasons for himself. A chassid, the higher level, is someone who's doing it for the right reason, shalom, and not lekabel pras. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about the base level of a tzaddik. The Mishnah is talking about the chassid. The Rambam has a third explanation of this. The Rambam is medayik from the Mishnah that it uses the word pras, prize, as opposed to sachar. The Rambam explains a person has a right to expect sachar, but the additional prizes are things people should not seek. People should do what they need to do, expect to receive what they should receive, but not expect God to reward them with additional things and treat them in an extra special way. Hopefully God will, but a man shouldn't expect it. The Rambam in the end of Sefer Mada, Hilchot Tshuva, after he talks about the Sachar system, he says, Perek Yud, Al yomar adam harini osim mitzvah Torah v'osek b'chachmata kadei she'akabel kol habrachot haktuvot bo, o kadei she'ezka l'chayei olam haba. Even though you're a tzaddik if you do it, a person shouldn't do it for this reason. And he shouldn't avoid aveirah because of fear. The Rambam says people should do it me'ahavat Hashem, because they appreciate that serving God is significant in and of itself. And then the Rambam adds 8 words. Ose ha'emet mipnei shehu emet, v'sof ha'tova lavo biglala. People should do the right thing because it's the right thing. And the reward of good comes because people do things for that reason. Ultimately, when we seek the reward, we are not deserving of it. When we serve without seeking reward, we give the best reason for God to reward us.